This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The BJP parliamentary party has unanimously adopted a resolution on next-gen GST reforms during the party MP's workshop in New Delhi. The resolution, presented by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, congratulated Prime Minister for this bold and citizen-friendly move and expressed their gratitude to the people. The resolution called upon manufacturers and traders to pass on GST rate cut to consumers. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP MP's training program today. The two-day workshop started at the Bal Yogi Auditorium in Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important because they are great forums to learn from each other and deliberate on how we can serve people even better. During the workshop, BJP MPs will also be given basic training in voting procedures for the vice presidential election, scheduled to take place tomorrow. Talking to media after the first day of the workshop, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Prime Minister was present in all the training sessions. Mr. Rijiju said that MPs from NDA parties will also join the workshop today.
We have a Karyashala, BJP MP's training program going on. It's a very systematic, and as always, BJP's culture is extremely professional. Our MPs have all day from this morning, 8 o'clock, attended the training session, and we are always like that. And Honorable Prime Minister was throughout from the morning till night, Honorable Prime Minister was attending all the training sessions. Our colleagues, the MPs from other NDA parties, will also join us, and Honorable Prime Minister will also make the concluding remarks in the valedictory event for the Karyashala.
On this Independence Day at the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has launched Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, a new scheme aimed at providing employment opportunities to women. The Chief Minister also flagged off several publicity vans to popularize the Yojana and launch the portal for the scheme. Under the scheme, one woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start a business of her choice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab tomorrow to review flood situation. Punjab BJP President Sunil Jhakhar said, as the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the flood situation, he is visiting the state to take stock of the deluge. Meanwhile, the situation in Punjab is gradually coming under control. The border state, which has lost 46 lives till date, is collectively helping each other, along with experts from Indian Army, BSF and NDRF in rescue and relief operations. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 48 districts are reeling under severe flood. Rescue and relief operations are going on in full swing in these areas. Major rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Sharda, Ram Ganga, Orange spate and submerged more than 41,000 hectare land. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan and Gujarat today. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand from 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall is also expected in Delhi, NCR today. India lifted the Men's Asia Cup hockey title, defeating Korea 4-1 in the final at Rajgir in Bihar. With this emphatic win, India not only claimed the coveted Asia Cup crown, but also secured qualification for the 2026 Hockey World Cup to be held in the Netherlands and Belgium. India remained unbeaten throughout the championship. India captain Harmanpreet Singh said it was the result as improvements were made match after match in the championship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.